This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Officials with the United States and Britain say at least three sailors were killed in a Houthi missile attack on a Red Sea merchant ship on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Yemen's Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, with a military spokesperson confirming it in a televised address. The attack set the Greek-owned, Barbados-flagged ship, True Confidence, ablaze. These are the first fatalities reported since the Houthis began strikes against shipping in one of the world's busiest sea lanes in mid-November. They have said they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians to oppose Israel's military actions in Gaza. Britain and the United States have been launching retaliatory strikes against the Houthis, and the confirmation of fatalities could lead to pressure for stronger military action.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The United States Central Command issued a statement Thursday saying it conducted self-defense strikes against two unmanned aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen that presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas remained at an impasse Wednesday as the humanitarian crisis in the enclave deepened. Negotiators from Hamas, Qatar, and Egypt were in Cairo trying to secure a 40-day ceasefire in the war between Israel and the Islamist group in time for the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which begins early next week. Israel did not send negotiators to the Cairo talks. Israeli forces, which began their offensive in Gaza after the deadly Hamas raid on Israel on October 7th, have continued bombarding the Palestinian enclave since the talks began in Cairo on Sunday. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing global conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice says South Africa has asked the court to offer additional emergency measures against Israel, which it says is breaching the measures already in place. In its application to the UN-backed court, South Africa warned Palestinians in Gaza were facing starvation and asked the court to order all parties cease hostilities and release all hostages and detainees. In a statement issued Wednesday, the South African presidency warned the people of Gaza cannot wait. The United States said on Wednesday it was calling on Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry to expedite a political transition as armed gangs seek his ouster amid a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis in the Caribbean nation. Henry, Haiti's unelected interim leader, has been in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico since Tuesday, apparently unwilling or unable to return to his strife-torn country after traveling to Kenya to rally security backing. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are not calling on him or pushing for him to resign, but we are urging him to expedite the transition to an empowered and inclusive governance structure that will move with urgency to help the country prepare for a multinational security support mission to address the security situation and pave the way for free and fair elections.
Miller also said the U.S. is not helping the prime minister return home. Lawmakers in the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives have passed a series of spending bills worth $460 billion that will fund key federal agencies throughout the remainder of the budget year. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The House has passed a package of spending bills that would avert a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. A significant number of Republicans lined up against these bills. Speaker Mike Johnson says he is being realistic.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says Republicans aren't serious. To get anything done, there must be bipartisanship.
It has been our votes that have kept the lights on since September. We believe in governing. We believe that shutting the government down is a bad, terrible, awful idea.
Lawmakers are negotiating a second package of bills, including defense, that would have all federal agencies fully funded before a March 22nd deadline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. I'm Richard Green for VOA.